So, you have a new show for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Wednesday.
Okay, I'll see you then.
No, that's the name of the... Oh, dang it. This is your office. Okay, he's gone.
So what's this show idea? Strange that neither of us changed clothes in the past week, by the way.
Right, well, the show is called Wednesday.
Oh, well, you could have told me that last week, you dummy.
Oh, my God.
You big, weird dummy. So what's this show about?
Well, it's actually going to be based on the Addams Family and follow Wednesday Addams as the main character.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not a completely original idea. We don't like those.
No, sir, we don't.
So in the show, Wednesday's going to get sent to this school for outcasts called Nevermore.
And what's that place all about?
It's a freaking
school for outcasts, sir. And that's where her parents went when they were young.
Isn't the whole thing with the Addams Family concept that it's fun to see how wacky they are when compared to normal people?
Yeah, that's right, sir.
So to make Wednesday stand out in the show, we're gonna make all the outcasts seem pretty normal.
Why not just have her go to a normal boarding school then?
Because we're doing an American Hogwarts kind of thing.
See, all the outcasts have magic powers and whatnot.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, we're talking vampires, sirens, werewolves.
Whoa, werewolves and vampires? I bet that's gonna lead to some crazy stuff.
Ah, nope.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're at this school, you need some kind of powers.
Wait, does Wednesday have powers?
She does, yeah. She started having these psychic visions, but they're a secret.
If her powers are secret, how'd they know to let her in?
Hey, shut up. And so it turns out Morticia has these visions too, and they started when she was at Nevermore.
What were Gomez's powers?
Getting aroused by Morticia, I guess. I don't know. Moving on.
All right.
So Wednesday's gonna start settling in at Nevermore, but she sticks out like a sore thumb because she's so dark and edgy compared to the
literal monsters.
Exactly.
Who are the normal ones.
Correct. And she's gonna have this bubbly werewolf roommate who can't turn into a werewolf yet.
Wow. So like a person, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, people are tight.
Some are, yeah, sure.
And so Wednesday's also gonna have this love triangle with this outcast named Xavier and this normie guy, Tyler.
And what are their deals? What are their personalities like?
Pass. And so then we're gonna get into what people really want to see from an Addams Family project.
Oh boy, what's that?
Wednesday Addams going around doing detective work.
What?
Solving mysteries, going around, looking for clues. It's the Addams Family fan dream.
Sure, yeah, all right, okay.
And see, turns out there's a monster in town.
That's most of the students are monsters.
Yeah, but no, this is a scary monster.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, very scary. Looks like one of those zombies from Plants vs. Zombies. And it's killing people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, monsters aren't supposed to kill people.
Well.
So now Wednesday has got to solve this mystery because people are dying.
Doesn't that seem like the kind of thing Wednesday Addams would really like to happen?
Well, see, there also seems to be this prophecy that says Wednesday might end up being responsible for the end of Nevermore Academy. She says that would be her worst nightmare.
Again, that absolutely sounds like something she'd be really into and happy about.
Well, dang it.
You okay?
It's just, oh, I spent so much time writing this, but yeah, that doesn't really make sense with Wednesday Addams as the core character.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Hey, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh my God, this is gonna be so much work to fix.
No, it's fine, nobody's gonna notice. It's just the core concept of the show. It's fine, it's fine.
You sure?
It's totally okay. We'll just have Wednesday Addams, you know, actively trying to stop horrible things from happening.
Okay. Because in retrospect, I have her talking the whole time about how much she loves when horrible things happen.
Yeah, that's pretty inconsistent with everything that's going to be going on, but it's okay, it's okay. Well, it's fine.
It's like all she talks about. Okay, all right.
So what else happens?
Well, her dad gets accused of having killed someone when he was at Nevermore, so obviously Wednesday's pretty upset about that.
She is.
Oh, God, that's something this character would like, isn't it? Oh, man.
Yeah, probably. It's okay, don't worry about it. Move on.
Anyway, so it turns out Morticia is actually the one who killed this guy. She stabbed him with a sword, but he had already been poisoned, so it's okay.
Is that how that works?
It might be. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
So eventually, we're gonna find out that this monster is actually a human that transforms into a monster called a Hyde.
Okay.
So Wednesday's going around trying to piece together who it might be.
Pretty cool. So she's like a really good detective then?
Oh yeah, very smart, one of the best, except every single one of her guesses ends up being wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, she even thinks it might be one of her love interests, guys, even after getting DNA proof that it's not him.
Wow.
And so eventually, we're gonna find out that the monster is actually her other love interest who's being controlled by this teacher at Nevermore.
All right, well,
at least Wednesday finally cracked the case.
Yes, she did.
See, she had a vision about it, and then they admitted to it.
Well, that seemed like cheating.
Nope, it's quality detective work.
If you say so. So what does this teacher want, and why is she using a monster to kill people?
Ah, well, see, she's the descendant of the town founder, Joseph Crackstone, and she wants to bring him back to life.
Oh, God.
Well, he freaking hated outcasts. He wanted them all dead. Just despised anything outcast-related or related to magic.
So how does he get brought back to life?
Magic.
Oh.
Yeah, and he has a magic staff, and he does magic stuff, and he's magically undead.
That's... all right.
So then Crackstone stabs Wednesday because he thinks she's her ancestor who's responsible for killing him.
Oh, man. Well, it's going to be hard for Wednesday to do anything if she's been stabbed.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, her ancestor Goody Adams shows up and heals her with magic.
Oh, a very convenient dead ancestor.
Yeah. So this Goody Adams is a descendant of which side of the family?
Morticia. She has similar psychic powers and whatnot.
So why was her name Adams back then?
Hey, shut up. And so then Wednesday and her friends are going to save the school.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a pretty good time. I just don't really know if younger generations care about the Addams family.
Did I mention she's gonna do a little dance that I'm pretty sure could go viral on TikTok?
Oh, young kid use TikTok. Young kid like trend, young kid watch show.
Young kid like trend, young kid watch show, producer guy get money.
Oh!
Now you're getting it.
I am.
Money.
Money!
Hi everybody, it's Ryan George here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting, I hope you liked it. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and email this video to your grandparents. You might want to call them on the phone to make sure that they received it. Some older people have trouble with technology. It's not really their fault. Just call them if you can.
All right, I'll see you next time.